You're listening to the COVID-19 series of Bridge the Gap podcast. This series is designed to provide resources, share the love stories, and encourage those who are working tirelessly to oversee the care of aging adults. We believe in you.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas on our COVID-19 series, where we're bringing to you up-to-date information from thought leaders in the business. And today we've got an awesome partner on the program. We've got the CEO of One Day, Clint Lee, on the show. Welcome, Clint.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Man, we're excited to have you because as the entire globe is experiencing this now new normal and this challenge of social distancing and remote working, video is now the number one conversation on the planet. And so we thought that it was most appropriate to bring on the number one video guy in senior living, and that's Clint.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if that's true. Me being it, our team is awesome and the video experts for sure. But thanks for having us. And you're right. Video now is more crucial and paramount in all industries, especially senior living, giving everything going on.
Clint, awesome to have you on. Give us you've got a very unique perspective because this is what you and your team kind of deal with every single day. What is the shift looked like? And I mean, everything's happened really quickly over the last month or so. How have you seen teams in general in senior housing really shift their focus very quickly to this kind of virtual world of sharing their love stories, of communicating with families, communicating with team members, and using digital to do that?
No, it's a great question. When all of this started happening, you know, this pandemic, it's extremely nerve-wracking, a lot of uncertainty. We just started picking up the phones with our clients and tried to have conversation and listen to what they're going through. We knew their day-to-day would be changed. We knew that the resident's safety and health was first and foremost going to be their priority. And then also, you know, they had to shift a new day-to-day in lieu of in-person visits and the communities being on lockdown and people not being able to come in, they still want to be able to reassure and connect with family members of everything going on, that they're taking care of their loved ones and their residents. So video has just been an easy tool for them to still provide some sense of normalcy to those family members, to those residents, to still be connected with them. And it's just blown me away how resilient and quick our partners and just people in the senior living industry, those healthcare heroes on the front lines, have been and using different communication tools to still provide that. And in an industry where human to human connection and relationships are so important, it's just been awesome to see.
I love that. So, you know, at the forefront, as you mentioned, there's these healthcare heroes in these wonderful communities that are humans serving humans across generational lines. And there's so many connectivity and communication points in a community. You have the teams communicating to one another, the residents communicating to the team and back and forth, the families interacting, the physicians, all of these caregivers and teams, even outside of the community that surround that community, that are communicating back and forth to try to help surround that community with care for these elders that we care for. I mean, what are some cool and interesting things that and ways specifically and practically that you're seeing people be able to use now digital type video methods to make sure we're connecting people now to where before maybe it was the personal touch, the human touch, the physical touch, but now that's being kind of having to with some of the policies be an actual virtual touch. What are some ways that through technology we're being able to leverage still staying connected?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're seeing is you're right. In lieu of in-person visits, without that personal touch, you can still develop a connection and relationships. Because I mean, regardless of what you do for a living, business is just people dealing with people. And it's all about connecting, right? And that's what we love to do, is to connect people through stories. And I feel like the content they're creating, it is that authentic piece that still comes across. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know. That it doesn't need to be commercial quality. It just needs to show that you're thinking about them. And I think some of the things that we're actually seeing specifically are, it's around the objective of educating, of reassuring family members and loved ones of the necessary precautions that the community is taking, and that it's not just scary all the time, that they're still doing amazing things in the communities and they have awesome programs and activities, and they're still having fun. And that then there's also people that are wanting to come into communities still and move into them at such an uncertain time that they have to still provide a normal, process for them to be able to see the great things going on in the community. So activity updates, quick updates is what we're seeing a ton of, as far as what mom's doing today, what we're doing in the community, what changes have been made, what's still going on as normal. And that's been awesome to see. Virtual tours obviously have picked up quite a bit. That's something that, you know, you still have sales and marketing that communities have to do with everything going on. And weighting that is something that they're going to try to, still in the early stage, figure out how can you provide a similar experience when someone can't come in. And there's some things that you can, and there's some things that you can't. But what video is helping them do is kind of bridge that gap, no pun intended at all, that just came up. So.
Well, and I think you bring up a great point. We've had a lot of people talking to us about, gosh, for these marketing and sales teams, are they just benched right now because they can't be out, you know, marketing and selling, and tours can't be coming in? But you break up a great point that now, more than ever, because of technology, because of solutions, even like One Day offers, it actually makes it a lot easier than it used to be. I can remember back when we first started looking at doing virtual tours years ago, you thought you had to hire a video crew with special lighting and all these gadgets. They come in for a whole day of filming, and then, you know, a few days later or weeks later, a post-production, you could get something. Then you got to get it to your website people. And then, you know, a month later, you've got a virtual tour and spent thousands and thousands of dollars. It seems like through apps and technologies now, there's so many tools at the disposal of these professionals, and they're using it, and it's really cool.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, for us, we just try to take the headache out of video. And then, you know, regardless of what you do, if you've got a smartphone or a tablet or an iPad, you can create content. You can get a really affordable lapel microphone on Amazon that plugs into your device. The video quality doesn't have to be perfect. People will absolutely forgive you all day for that. If your audio is there and they can understand you, that's going to help you tell the story, the narrative you want around your message, to put your community, your brand, your staff, your residents in the light that you want that message being portrayed. Does that make sense? So what they do with virtual tours is very just authentic. They show them, whether it be with a gimbal or someone videotaping as they're walking through, there's a lapel microphone. It still looks authentic. They're talking, hey, here's our foyer. This is our dining hall. Here's kind of the executive suite. If they're doing some remodeling, they're doing updates with that. And they're sending them one-off to prospects. They're also creating them for social media. And then they're creating kind of just the standard virtual tour templates that they may get for online leads and people saying they're excited about. But, you know, that's just, we're trying to do our small part to help provide just some sense of normalcy with everything going on. But one thing that we want to make sure of is, as a partner and as a technology company trying to add value to the industry, is that we're sitting back and listening, and we're not selling, and we're figuring out how can we help. How can we help in any way, shape, or form, provide some service that's going to help you get through these uncertain times. and provide encouraging messaging and be there for support. And it's just awesome to see the people, the frontline staff at the community creating, 1,500 messages a day in a sense of just saying, hey, here's what's going on with mom. We're doing her hair right here today, and family members writing back. And I think since they can't go, there's a sense of urgency to respond, and the feedback they're getting is just phenomenal, and it's keeping them connected. And it's really providing a personalized level of care, and it's just awesome to see. And I've never been more proud to just be a really small part in the industry and help out in some way. So it's definitely an unfortunate time, and we want to make sure that we have as a company, the right perspective and attitude, and the appropriate level of gravity is taken towards this pandemic, because it's just, we want it to be over as soon as it can. But with everything going on, we're just trying to figure out how can we help.
One of the big things right now, it's nice to have your commentary on this, because your technology is being used in thousands of communities, is these love stories that we continually talk about. And one of your big aspects of the technology that you guys use is this legacy preservation. And what a great opportunity right now, with all of us being so remote, is to not lose these moments, however long this may be, that the legacy of our older adults are not forgotten. Are there some stories that have come out of this? I know that getting these legacy stories that I've seen on social media, I love hearing from them. There's got to be a deeper connection that happens between the caregiver and the resident when that takes place. And then am I right in saying that is then logged so that the family member always has access to those videos?
Absolutely. Yeah. And at our core, that's what we're about. Right. And you're right. We want to, it's amazing what happens. We're just the tool to facilitate it. Are the people at the community, the ones doing the magic. They have these residents who have amazing stories and have done great things in their life, added a whole lot of value to the world. And we just want to make sure that we can capture that just through small interactions. So they sit down with them for a couple minutes, and given the fact that they are at the community, they're making more of these videos, they're capturing more of these moments, and they're sending them off to family members. And, they'll ask them a couple questions. We've got all different types of stories in the apps that you'd want to know about your loved one. And then the staff is able to send those videos really quickly and easily to the family members to preserve and access them at any time. And that's been awesome to see. There's been some just really cool stories come out of it. You end up learning stuff about your loved one that you probably wouldn't have known because you've got somebody else asking the questions, which is really cool and provides an interesting perspective. But definitely, that's what it's all about. And you're right, it does provide a deeper connection because they're getting to know that resident on a better level. The resident is feeling that somebody cares, right? That someone's sitting down and asking me these questions. It's awesome to see. And just play, like I said, a small part in that.
Well, and in difficult times like this, it's amazing. Also what great, aspects of humanity are brought forth. And we're seeing that firsthand in the senior industry, not only from the team members, these healthcare heroes who are getting a worthy spotlight right now, but they're heroes all the time. They really are. They're doing what they always do. It's just right now they have a spotlight on them. And, I think about these residents, and our loved ones that live in these communities, our grandparents, many of them have lived through very challenging things. Maybe it's not COVID, but you think about the Great Depression and things like that, like my grandparents lived through. And I just think of if back then the technology existed that we have today, and they could have captured some of the great things of how people came together and the things that happened and what we could have learned through that history of being able to capture it digitally. We have that now. And so the more of that we can capture now, our children, is going to be really cool, that they're actually going to have this and be able to see what mom and dad went through, how they came together, what they learned and carry that forward. So it's just such a, it's a really interesting time. Through the difficulty, we're blessed to be in an industry where people wrap their arms around each other and a great platform. Thanks for what you guys are doing at One Day to just wrap your arms around the industry and your clients and just ask, you know, what can we do for you today? And we really appreciate you leading your team to that commitment. Appreciate you being a partner of Bridge the Gap. What a great value to our space.
No, thank you very much. You know, I'll kind of end it on one thing that my dad always told me. He had smaller assisted living homes and was a serial entrepreneur in senior healthcare for a long time. So I learned a lot from him. You know, what my dad always told me is that there's a powerful thing that happens when someone knows their story matters to somebody. And it may not matter to the world, like a lot of famous people in pop culture, but to a few people, your story could be the most impactful thing that they ever hear, right? And when you know your story matters, your actions tend to be more intentional. You're more purposeful with your words. And I think, you know, it is awesome to see our industry come together get through this tough time. And I think, you know, one thing I would urge everyone in the community is video is a powerful tool. You know, just pull out your smartphone, capture some of that to provide a glimpse outside your four walls into the amazing things that you're doing, your programs, the initiatives, the staff, your residents. I mean, people love seeing that. And it's a really authentic way to build a connection and bring us back to that human to human relationship that it's all about. So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Clint Lee, CEO of One Day out of Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for being a great partner and a champion just for, even for our platform here at Bridge the Gap. We've really enjoyed getting to know you and your team. And just really rooting for you guys. Thanks for the leveraging your technology video to help tell these love stories and capture these legacies at this time. We really appreciate that.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And thanks to all of our listeners right now. We hope this has provided you some encouragement today. And we just want you to know that we're thinking of you, we're praying for you, and we believe in you. Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Bridge the Gap podcast, the COVID-19 series. If your company, community, or caregivers are going above and beyond in their daily duties, we want to hear about it. Tag BTG Voice on social media or send us a message at btgvoice.com.